Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm going to say unbelievably well. Why not?
I love it. I like that you're just rocking with this one. let's kick off. We've just been talking about this verdict.
Yes. Yes, it has. Interesting, isn't it, that it has these ramifications around the world, I suppose, given the protests, the Black Lives Matter campaign, if you like, that, I mean, it's always been there, but somehow it came to fruition after the killing of George Floyd. I guess that's why the world is particularly looking at this one verdict in America.
And it's so rare.
It's so rare to be so much attention, I suppose. How rare it is, of course, for Black Americans to be killed by police. And fortunately, not that rare. And whilst on the one hand, we had Joe Biden talking about the jury doing the right thing, I felt a bit uncomfortable about that. The American president should not say anything about a piece of justice, a process of justice, before it's happened. I get the point why he said it. And he didn't actually say, find him guilty, but still, the implication was there. Being America, of course, they had to slightly complicate it. Derek Chauvin was surely guilty of murder, but of course, they had to have the three charges, second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. I mean, just make it murder. He'll do, surely, 30, 40 years in jail, you would think, at least. But also, I mean, this is the depressing thing, Rafil, and you've probably already spotted this as well. An hour before the verdict came in, 1 hour, and a few hundred miles away in Ohio, police shot dead a Black teenage girl.
Exactly.
Now, we don't know the circumstances. We don't know if she was some sort of innocent party or some criminal. But regardless, she's a teenager, Black, and killed by the police 1 hour before the verdict. I don't know how it sits, but it doesn't sit well with me.
Not at all. I can't imagine how a teenager could possibly be a threat to a police officer. Indeed. But this one has, I suppose, been put to rest.
Yes, it has to some extent. Although we know that Minneapolis was on edge as a city. There were other cities on edge, that National Guard had been called in, the fear of protests. I don't think it completely sorts out, oh, well, that's it, then America is no longer racist, or there's no longer a problem of racism in America. I should probably put it that way. It doesn't exactly end that.
But
at least justice to some extent here has been done, albeit you still see those photos and think, oh, 9.5 minutes, 9.5 minutes of agony for George Floyd.
Indeed.
We all saw it.
Indeed.
That's somehow even worse.
Now, your next story is going to be the subject of our Wednesday panel today. We might have been premature. We were going to describe and explain on the Super League, but there's not really going to be one.
Well, interesting that you say that. I would wonder how it could possibly happen, but the fact is, all six Premier League teams, so all six English teams, have now withdrawn. They sort of did it one by one. Manchester City and Chelsea were the first two. And I kind of looked at the other four and thought, who's going to be the last one to pull out of this thing? Because, do you know what? It will not look good. But all six, basically, have gone. And that's after 48 hours of protests. I mean, human, practical protests. People turning up outside their clubs with banners, and the number of phone-ins that were just consumed by it. They started off another tax and ended up talking football. The players who spoke out against their own clubs, managers, two of them spoke out against their own clubs for joining the Super League.
Yeah.
We know that one of the bosses of Manchester United has quit, Ed Woodward. He's gone because he was involved in the talks. But it does leave six others, the three from Italy, the three from Spain.
Yes.
And as far as I can tell, there haven't been the same protests. There's certainly been some ructions and some rumblings. But it looks like, to some extent, those six, Real Madrid, Juventus, etc., they've got away with it, if you like. And so the announcement that came out was how they will look at reshaping the project. Does that mean that'll still go ahead? Wow.
I knew it. It's always the money versus the people. It just, when the backlash started, I was like, what? I know from my little corner of Africa how much the English love their Premier League teams. I assumed you guys had, you know, done a temperature check, at least within your team. But yeah, no, I found that interesting.
No, because the owners, let's be honest, the owners don't give a fig for the fans.
That's right.
And they're not suddenly giving a fig for the fans. They're just aware that there are some things you cannot move against. And they might try and do this in a more slow, roundabout way.
Right.
But given the number of people speaking out, and when you have the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom saying that they will do everything in their power to stop it, then you're kind of shoving against a brick wall, aren't you?
You certainly are. And then shame, this has been a rough week for the Queen.
Yeah, she's 95 today. It's her birthday. And obviously, I mean, what a tough one. Yeah, she's lost her husband of nearly 74 years. Officially, we're no longer in national mourning in the United Kingdom, but they are still in royal mourning. That continues for another couple of days.
Okay.
So she will be, it'll be very quiet. There are apparently going to be, there's no photo, so there's no official portrait, which is rare. No gun salutes, which is even rarer. There's nothing on the Royal Rota. We've still got social restrictions. We're still partially in lockdown here. So the Queen's not suddenly, we think, going to trot out and visit somewhere. She's likely, according to insiders, going to walk her new corgi puppies and possibly take tea with a friend. And do you know what? That's the sort of picture of a 95. If you think about your own granny, what would she have done on her birthday?
And her first kind of lotto hubby. Yeah,
I know. That's why it's going to be desperately forlorn for her. But she's got a big family, and the family don't do an awful lot else at the moment, so they might well be around.
Indeed. All righty. Adam, until tomorrow, thank you so much for that.